Some performing artists fit into a long-established tradition and are easily categorized. Some create their own category. That's probably how you would describe Bow Arrow, a two-person acrobatic clown show that combines clowning, mime, acrobatics, dance, puppetry, and object theater in a wordless performance. The show's coming to the islands. Emeka Hunter is half of the partnership. She's on the phone with us. Good morning.
Hi. I'm actually here with my partner and co-founder, David, so we're both on the line.
Okay. Well, let's talk to one of you to avoid confusion, all right? So, what made you come up with this idea?
Well, we've been working on the show for about a year. Our previous show was pirate-themed, and so we were really enamored with the idea of pilots for our next venture, and we have sort of turn-of-the-century costumes that we just thought were automatically funny, you know, the poofy pants. Sort of went from there.
Right. And you got the aviator hats that sort of the World War One era aviator hats.
Yeah, exactly. The helmets, leather helmets, and goggles. It's a very toasty outfit to be wearing.
I bet. And was the show conceived from the beginning as a wordless show?
Yeah. So as physical theater people, we really enjoy telling stories with our bodies. We use a lot of sounds, but no words. I think there might be one or two half words in the show. But keeping it wordless allows us to play for all audiences, you know, regardless of language, regardless of age, and making sure that that really comes across just in the way that we are moving.
And kind of forces you to think about what you're communicating without the benefit of language, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. It's a very relatable show. I think that we do a good job of connecting with the audience without words, and it keeps people super engaged because they really have to watch what's going on.
What's the acrobatic component?
Well, David and I both trained in acrobatics at the Circus Center in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
And so we've been keeping up that practice, but we try to incorporate it in a way that's not just about showing off the skills, but actually serves to tell the story. So we have some moves thrown in here and there, sort of when you're least expecting it, you know, and they're really just sort of furthering the story of our relationship to the audience and to each other.
When you train at a place like the Circus Center, what are the things that you work on?
We both took the Clown Conservatory program. So we did a lot of studying different forms of, you know, improvisation, theater, mask work, all sorts of clown-related things. We learned some slapstick theory. Also, though, we both trained in partner acrobatics. David's done some more tumbling than I have. I used to do some flying trapeze up there. There's just pretty much every sort of circus discipline or apparatus that you could think of, there's a high-level instructor to teach you.
There was a term you just used about one of the techniques. So tell me again what those techniques were that you studied.
We studied clown and acrobatics, partner acrobatics. I did some flying trapeze, a little bit of contortion training.
Uh-huh.
We both work on our hand balancing, handstand skills.
These circus skills have really, they've been broken down into some really elaborate kind of formal education and specific skills, haven't they?
Yeah, the disciplines are very distinct from one another, even though we're all sort of lumped together. And generally people pick a focus and they go that one direction. But as clowns, we really like to be able to branch out. We have our foundation of sort of storytelling techniques and clown techniques, but then we can really incorporate whatever skills we choose to within that, which is a fun way to play around in the different categories.
When you do you have a fixed performance, or is it kind of free flowing when you get on stage?
It's always a bit of both. We generally know what's going to happen in the show, like what order things will go in, because we are telling an overarching story. But there's always room for improvisation. We played a show last night in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And there was this little child that crawled onto the stage in the middle of the show. And we had a lot of fun, you know, playing with her. Like, I crawled towards her, and her mom pulled her back by her ankle, just as David pulled me back by my ankle. And
uh-huh.
It was a really fun moment of improvisation there.
So you have to sort of get on stage with the mindset of being ready for something like that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Anything can happen. And those are usually the most fun moments for us, is just playing with the surprises that always turn up in every show.
How long has Bow Arrow been in existence?
Bow and Arrow, we've been doing this show about, like, since the spring. So we toured it around this summer, doing fringe festivals in the United States. And we've been continuing to tour it until now, so it's just been a nonstop fun adventure with this show.
Continuing to evolve, I assume?
Oh, yeah, we're always tinkering with it. Every time we do a show, there's new opportunities coming our way.
You know, I know the term I was thinking of. You said there was a course in, what would you say, slapstick technique?
Yeah. We had an instructor, Joe Diefenbacher, teaching us slapstick technique. We learned, you know, it was a funny class. We learned how to run into walls, fall down stairs, trip up steps, you know, fake slapping each other, all that kind of stuff. It's really funny to see a room full of people focusing really hard on how to run into the wall again and again.
I assume there's a way to do it that's non-injurious, yeah?
Yeah. You learn how to do it right so you're not actually getting hurt, but so that it also looks convincing, you know?
So a lot of this, when you think slapstick, you think of the Keystone Comedy era, Buster Keaton and Fatty Arbuckle and people like that. Did you study old silent movies at any point?
Oh, definitely. That's a lot of our inspiration, actually, is sort of the old vaudevillian technique that morphed into the silent films that you see. And, you know, we're a big fan of Keaton, of course. And yeah. I think that a lot of people sort of liken our show to that style because it's sort of, you know, silent and very physical, sort of over the top.
And, you know, Buster never telegraphed the laugh, right? He was the great stone face.
Yeah, stone face. Yeah, he had that flat expression. I think we do use a little bit more of engagement, because just since it is a clown show, you know, we really like to look at people, and they know we're looking at them. There's no fourth wall like there is in theater and movies.
Well, it sounds like an awful lot of fun, Amica, and thanks very much for talking with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We can't wait to come out and play for you guys.
Should be fun, yeah.
So we have three shows, February 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Great. We'll send people your way. Amica Hunter is half of the duo Bow and Arrow, which is coming to the Oahu Fringe Festival on February 12th, 13th, and 14th. The performance is at the Ong King Arts Center in downtown Honolulu, and details are on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.